coming here around for a little bit, and so she's going to observe.
And we have another meeting. Will you be here the rest of the duration of the school year?
Oh, yes. I will be here, yeah. And if she wants to come along, she totally can. I'm her ride anyway, so.
Okay.
Report, right. So May is obviously a very busy month for all of SLO High, as we talked about last meeting. Last week, we had our Environmental Sustainability Week and our canned food drive running simultaneously, both of which were very successful. We brought organizations on campus on Thursday and talked about ways to be sustainable as a student body. And through our staff, we brought organizations that help reduce waste at home and many projects that are going on in the community regarding the oil fire that happened by the Tank Farm Road. They were talking about the projects that's going on there, so we learned about that. And then the canned food drive was also very successful. It was a class competition, which the sophomores destroyed everyone else. They brought in 6 times as much cans as the seniors. And we had, I think, around 525 pounds of canned food brought in for the food bank. So next week is going to be our staff appreciation week, which Mr. Johnson and I believe is probably one of our most important weeks on campus because of how integral our staff is at SLO High. They are incredible, and they do so much on campus, whether that be through clubs, staying after hours and at lunch to help students study and everything. So this is just ASB's way of giving back to them. So there's that. Today was college decision day for seniors, so we all wore our college shirts and sweatshirts and then wrote what college we're going to on our college career center. So that was fun. And then today also construction began on our new admin building. That was approved through Measure D, which means that staff parking was taken away and pushed back into senior parking, which caused much chaos, as you may, as you can assume. But that'll sort itself out as students become more acclimated to the new parking lot system. And then anything else? Do you want to talk about Sochella?
Yeah, okay. So I, along with my partner, Bella Zuniga, put on Sochella this weekend, and it's our spring dance, and it's a riff off of Coachella, as many of you know, which is called Sochella, and we had 5 live bands playing, and our headlining band was Zongo All-Stars, which you may have heard of them. They were really fun, and it was a 5-hour-long event, so it's kind of tiring, but the students enjoyed it, and we had about 400 people in attendance, so it was a very successful dance.
Where did it take place?
Down at Holt Field.
Great. Yeah. So the neighbors are well aware of the bands now. So you spread, you're educating the neighbors about music.
Of all of our student performers. Yeah, so the goal of Sochella was basically to highlight all of our student bands and everything. So having those students perform give an opportunity for those students to show their talents as well as students to see that, hey, maybe I should also be willing to showcase my own talents and get up on stage and